Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
You got to keep your eyes open. You might see Santa Claus. Keep your eyes open. You just might see old Saint Nick. Of course, you might just see some guy that's disheveled with snow and ice in his hair and bloodshot eyes stumble out of the woods and fall flat on his face. That's a possibility, too. And if you see that, it's probably not Saint Nick. It's more likely Ron Rademacher stumbling out of some Michigan back road somewhere, just lucky to be alive and looking for a cold brew. Ron's back on the program. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, it's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get back up, brother.
Kawump. Kawump.
That's the thing. So listen, I got so much good news. I'm coming out of my shirt here.
Ron, keep your shirt on.
You want... God, you know, that seems to be trending. Right?
Yeah.
Keep your shirt on.
Yeah, please.
Hey, do you want to hear about the ice fishing?
Yeah, I do. They're ice fishing. Hold on. Ice fishing.
Ice fishing.
Be dangerous.
Yeah, that's where you cut a hole in the ice.
Well, right, but yeah, you must be way up north because I don't think there's any ice fishing down south yet.
No, you guys are down south. You're down there near the southern border near Ohio.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, we're up here up north. Lake St. Helen has 8 inches of ice.
Really?
As had for almost 10 days, we've already seen a 14-inch perch come out of the water.
On your line or somebody else's?
Not on my line. No, it was somebody you can trust. And a 28-inch walleye.
Whoa, that's good fish.
Out.
That's good fish. Yeah, good fish.
Lake. Yeah, this is a great, big, huge lake, and it'll be covered with shanties. But the ice fishing is good. If you can't get to Lake St. Helen, as you know, you can always go to Thumb Lake. Plenty of parking and plenty of ice.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. So here's a little headline for you, just so you know. And I want to make sure that you know we're paying attention here. Traverse City, Dateline Traverse City, a crew from the United States Coast Guard Air Station Traverse City, responding to their first ice rescue of the winter on Lake Michigan this week, heading out across the ice to help 14 stranded imbeciles near Green Bay, Wisconsin. I just, you know.
And, you know, as we always say, please use the Michigan Backroads tried and true method for testing the ice.
Which is, don't
just go out there by yourself. Put a line around the fat kid who lives next door. Send him out there. The line is for safety first, of course, before you go out. Listen, this is no joke. We haven't had anybody fall through that I've heard yet, but it'll happen. People are people. They keep making the same mistakes over and over and over.
Hold on. I
want to give you some more good news before we go to the stuff that's going on around.
Hold on.
To your heart.
Hold on. Stop. I got to give you one more from Bemidji, Minnesota.
Oh, Bemidji, yeah.
Yeah, you know, made famous by the Fargo TV series, actually.
I was thrown out of a saloon there once.
Yeah. I suspect you were. Authorities on Monday identified a woman who... She drowned because her ATV went through the ice. So for the love of Pete, seriously, for the love of Pete, we got to make sure that the ice is safe before you go out there. That's the lesson for today. We only got about 3.5 minutes, Ron, so we got to get moving. But that's important stuff this time of year because people don't know. I just read about a woman who drowned trying to save her dog that went through the ice.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. Yeah, so listen, when I walk out of the studio today, I'm heading to a smokehouse. I have been told that these people make the best bacon in the state of Michigan.
All right. Smokehouse is located where?
Well, we're going to leave it right there until I've tested their bacon.
Oh,
you know, we're
not, boy.
You know, I mean, they got to be able to produce it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to raise the bar. They got to bring the stuff. But I know you love bacon, so we'll go see.
You know, I'll take a couple of pounds. You deliver, right?
I do, as a matter of fact. And if this stuff is good, I've got an order in for several pounds. So you may have, a little something in your stocking other than coal this
year. All right. Eating and drinking. Let's start in Sutton's Bay.
Sutton's Bay, oh, man. You know, Black Star Farms is famous. And they've always been high-end, but they got a wine and cheese tasting thing going on where they do it in the bar. So all I can ask you, you know, how many times you bellied up to a bar to do your wine tasting? If you want to have some fun, great place to go. And as you said, it's still just barely winter up here, although the polar vortex is coming.
That's what I hear. I just read about that. All right, we got to move quickly. We only got a couple of minutes here. Where do you want to go next?
No, I'll tell you, Mannheim Steamroller, can we talk about them?
And you
love
want to
talk about the very best? This is in Lansing, Wharton Center. If you're going out for a concert for the holidays, I mean, Mannheim Steamroller, very, very hard to beat.
All right. Okay.
You ever seen them live? You'll want to go
back.
Oh,
they're fabulous. I have, and they're absolutely fabulous. You know, and I would strongly suggest that. How about we go north to the Outdoor Muffin Run, which sounds like something you should be involved with?
Well, actually, I have been, and I did not do the run. This is up in Marquette. But I have helped serving the muffins at the muffin station at the end of the thing. So this is Upper Peninsula Roadrunners Club. They
have
do
you
this
seen
every
the
year.
Muffin
this is a
Man?
Santa run. And, oh, by the way, remember, if you're
the
going
muffin
out this
man.
Weekend, December 22nd is National Ugly Sweater Day.
Right. But what about the Muffin Man?
Go on.
Yes, the Muffin Man, yes. Yeah, no, the social hour is at Baby Cakes Muffin Company.
Of course.
And, you know, so you got to go. You're killing
me
today.
Yeah. Have you seen the Muffin Man? Anyhow, I just can't help it. Let's see. Let's go to Hancock.
So I saw on your website, I was looking at your website the other day, it says something about the green comet.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
you know, the winter solstice is the 21st.
It's coming,
22nd,
yeah.
That's the first day of winter.
That's right.
Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac has a full program. You can go out. They'll take you through the woods, show you the comet. You can see stars.
Like Ron Rademacher?
Great.
Right. We got time for one more, and I'm choosing Spun the Wheel. I'm going full moon night skiing because it just sounds a bit suicidal. You got 20 seconds to tell me about how lovely Roscommon is.
Well, Roscommon is lovely, and these guys, this is a skiing destination in Roscommon, and they do a full moon night skiing. It's a cross-country skiing. It's not down a hill. It's cross-country skiing. You go out there, they give you a little torch, everybody goes through, you end up at the cabin at the end, hot chocolate, great times. I might even be there to tell a story.
Attaboy. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. If you want your place, your festival, your event covered, get a hold of Ron Rademacher there. You'll be right here on the program, and we can talk about the Muffin Man and a whole lot of other things. Thank you, Ron.
You heard of the Muffin Man?
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day, fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.